This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Tony. And this is
Girls Gone Veg.
Today, we are making a mushroom bolognese.
Pow!
Bang!
So excited. What do we need?
For our mushroom bolognese, we need an 8-ounce container. You can use white mushroom, Bella mushrooms. I have an 8-ounce container of Bella mushrooms here because that's what I like. We have some shredded carrots, diced celery. It's 2 stalks of celery, about 1/2 cup of carrots. And then I have
a lot of garlic. You don't have to have this much garlic, but we love garlic.
Yeah. So you can use like 6 to 10 cloves of garlic. I have a lot because we love garlic, but
yeah,
you know, we love tons of flavor. And then we have about 1/4 cup of basil that we're just going to throw in with it in the food processor as well.
The mushrooms need to be pre-sliced?
Mushrooms do not need to be pre-sliced like this. However, I do recommend that you do it separate. So I'm going to do the mushrooms first, and then I'm going to add them to the pan. And then I'm going to add the celery, garlic, and carrot mixture into the food processor, and then add it to the pan as well.
I feel like we should get someone really talented to help us make this. Like, who could we get that's like...
Who's the most talented person that we know?
Like, someone who's like a goat. I mean, well, we have this Guinness World Record.
Just lying around.
Over here. I don't know. Do you think we know anyone in here? Let's just... Who's she?
Bah!
Oh!
Is that the sound goats make?
Do I hear a goat?
Bah!
A goat? This is Marta, 3-time Guinness World Record holder. Most goals scored at a FIFA World Cup final. Mm-hmm. The most FIFA World Cup finals scored in. She's been to 5. And most wins of the best FIFA Women's Player Award. So the best player in the world. 6-time winner. Wait, we know her.
We know her.
We know her. Marta, come on down. Welcome to the kitchen.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. I'm shoving that book into you. Okay. Are you ready to help us?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
So, Let's see. Super simple, super easy. Not going to give you anything too crazy, although I know you could handle
Can
it.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Make sure, like, you put, like, subtitles so people understand me, like, 100%.
We need subtitles.
Okay, we'll get those subtitles in, although your English is amazing.
No.
Okay. First things first.
Let's see if you're as good in the kitchen as you are on the field.
I think I need to.
Good? Okay, she knows what she's doing. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Marty, before we get started, do you happen to also be a vegan?
Well, Tony.
Tony.
It might be my fault, but yeah, you are.
Well, before I meet Tony, I never think about like I can live my life, like, be a vegan.
Mm-hmm. Well, meat is a huge part of the Brazilian food culture, right?
Yeah, but I love challenge. And then she asked me, like, to stay 1 week vegan, try. And then I...
And how long has it been?
Almost 3 years. Huh?
Oh, my... So the most competitive person, that's one way. Usually it's like, I'm like, oh, the environment or the animals or, you know, recovery. No. You challenge this girl, she will win.
She
has to win.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Right. Well then.
Were you ready to accept another challenge?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go.
So for the mushroom bolognese is our first step. Okay. Put the mushrooms in there.
Everything?
Yeah, just throw it in there.
Okay. Wow. Finesse. Perfect. I will take that.
Thank you. We're just going to pulse this a little bit.
Yeah, so how much chopping, pulsing?
You know
what do you want it to look like?
You know what? I want it to look like little like meat crumbles, I suppose. But yeah, like I personally use the food processor because I don't want to chop and I'm lazy. So I think this is a really fun way to kind of use this appliance. You could use a blender, you could chop as well. You don't really need a food processor. I like it. All right, so now we are going to put it in this pan.
Do you like cooking?
Yes, I do, but I'm not good like for do so many like vegan things.
Okay,
so
okay. What would you cook if you really wanted to impress people? If you were hosting a dinner party, what's your go-to?
It's hard to me, like, because there in Brazil, we eat so much, like, rice and beans and then meat.
Yeah.
Or chicken or
things
like that. And I'm no good, like, to improve, like, what I'm going to do if I cook for you, like, rice and beans and meat. I don't know.
Sounds pretty
so
good.
So you can just eat, like, rice and beans and the salad. It's good. Fabulous.
You've still been known to man the grill out there and cook meat. Even as a vegan, because you like doing it for other people.
Yes, absolutely. Because there in Brazil is like a very big tradition, like have people home and friends and family and just barbecue for them. So I still doing, but I start like talk to my friend like, you can eat meat, but you know.
You're encouraging your friends to eat a little
bit less. But I can't just come and say, like, stop eat meat because I don't. So it's
Are they inspired by you, though, or do they think you're loco?
We have, like, friends that have come from Brazil and then stay here sometime, and then Tony cook for them. And then when they try and they say, no, I don't believe this is, like, vegan, you know?
Yeah.
So they start to see, like, you can have a normal life and eat good without meat. Eat like meat or chicken or things like that.
Changing lives.
Changing lives. One vegetable at a time. Okay. Mushrooms are in the pan sauteing with some olive oil. Got our garlic, carrot, celery here. Do you want to put this basil in there as well?
So just...
Yeah. And I'm going to let you...
Okay.
You do it. Until you think it's done.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
You think it looks good? I think it looks great.
Yeah.
It looks about the same size as those mushrooms, so.
Okay, so a little bit of that consistency.
Mm. And it smells so good. All that garlic.
I want to smell.
And the basil, the sweetness of the basil. You want to smell?
Ooh, the basil, yeah.
And I'm hungry.
Good. A little seasoning for later. We've got, what kind of pasta do we have there?
Gluten-free
spaghetti. Okay. So would you say, besides, of course, Brazilian, which is home, your culture, what other type of cuisine do you like? Do you like Italian?
Yeah.
Do you like Mexican, Asian? What's your food mood?
I like tacos, but I like pasta too.
Okay.
So, it's, you know.
I mean, you probably like everything Tony makes.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah, true.
I get it.
To be fair, I like everything that Marta makes as well. She's a very good chef.
I maybe do like 3-4 different things.
And then
but you do them well.
They're all very good. So I'm just going to, you guys can keep talking. I'm going to add some salt and pepper to this.
So Marta and I actually played in Sweden together, which is crazy. So it's hard to not fall back and speak Swedish together because that is when we met. I was coming from the US and I play for the New Zealand national team. My dad is a Kiwi and Marta was coming from Brazil and we met in Sweden. Well, we played in the U.S. together, but then we were in Sweden. How many years were you in Sweden?
Maybe three. Three.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was there for 8 years. But when I met Marta in the U.S. in the beginning, she wasn't as comfortable with her English and was speaking this other language. And I didn't really understand that you had spent those years when you were younger in Umeå in Sweden. But then when we played in Sweden together and I learned Swedish, then we were able to get to know each other.
Now you speak much better than me.
Well, you moved back here and I stayed, so I have a little bit of an advantage, but it is fun at training to be able to say things that no one else understands.
Like what?
Ibland är vi lite arg, så...
Ibland måste vi snacka lite skit.
Nothing
about you, though.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what would you say motivates you, having 3 Guinness World Records? I mean, you've broken so many records. You've done it all. You've won it all. You're known as the greatest player of all time. What keeps you going? Is there something that you still want to achieve? What pushes you and drives you every day now?
Break record.
Okay, no.
No, but I feel like when you do something and then you inspire like people, especially young girls.
Yeah.
You know, like have a dream and then don't give up, like work so hard to make dreams come true. Mm-hmm. So it's I don't think you need so much to like just keep going and you know. Absolutely, you need to feel like, well, I'm still look
yeah,
okay
you're still
to play.
You're still fast, you're super fit, killing
I
all the fitness tests
because it's like important. Yeah. You know, so
have you noticed a difference with eating vegan, with how your body looks and feels, and in the gym or on the field?
No, I feel very well.
Yeah.
You know, I feel good. I feel bad now if I eat something like without.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, because you're not used to eating meat.
You know, but. I'm feeling very well, so...
Yeah.
This is great. And then you're going to keep playing soccer for, like, 15 more years and, like...
Calm down.
We want you. We need you in the game. I think you inspire so many girls all over the world. You're an UN ambassador.
Yes, I am.
You're doing things, you know, all over the world, globally, inspiring so many girls. And, of course, in Brazil, wanting to increase that visibility, the support for the women's game in Brazil, it's so important. And you inspire us, you know, even if we're the same generation, I think you were already at such a young age scoring goals at World Cups and winning Champions League and just being such a superstar. And now more women are getting that kind of recognition, but I think you are one of the first to become that global celebrity. And I think even as someone your own age, you're one of my role models. And I can't believe we're here cooking in the kitchen now. I'm trying to make her cry.
Stop.
I usually can do it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, well, enough of the mushy
stuff.
Let's
talk about
tomatoes.
Yeah, we have a fun. So we have these tomatoes here.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real. But carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Okay. While this is still sautéing,
we each got 10 juggles with the tomato.
Okay. Which one do you want to start with first, the Roma or 10? The cherry?
But
yourself.
We each got 10 by ourselves.
I can start with this one.
Okay. The cherry tomato.
Okay, what's the best angle here to...
Oh, gosh.
Aromba.
Here, maybe?
10?
Come on, you can do it.
Well, we got 10. You don't have to beat us.
Shh.
6, 7.
7! Oh, you make me angry now. That was so close.
7.
I can't. I think the small one because I want to see.
Okay, you want to do the big one now?
Difficult, you know. No, I want to try with this.
Oh my god, I can't.
You're close?
You can do it. You got 7.
So I can do like here?
Yeah, anywhere.
You claim to be the best.
You know, if I do like with my... What do you call it?
Thigh.
It's going to be easy, but...
Oh!
I... How about this one? Give me that one. What was that, 7 you got?
Yes.
Okay. You can...
It was so close.
Oh, cool. That's fine.
Oh, okay. I think we got it.
Okay.
Wow.
We have to admit, I only got 2.
Oh. You already did that?
Well, no one got 10. We didn't think 10 was possible.
No, yeah, it is. Come on.
Come on. Okay. Well, while we practice, can you put this can of crushed tomatoes into that pan for me, please?
Everything?
Yeah, everything.
Okay. Wait. Yeah.
Awesome. I can take that if you want to stir it.
Toby.
Stir it up.
Toby wants to help you.
I know. What are we doing? Our heads?
Yeah.
Okay. If this smushes all over me, I'm going to be so mad.
I know.
Okay.
Okay, 3.
It's getting so slow.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's fine. We can do 3. Okay. We'll do 3.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. Oh, I got to do it really high.
Guys, what if
we're done? She's like, stop! Defender. Don't even.
We want to be good at something.
She says you're defenders.
You're defenders.
We should be good at heading.
I'm just gonna throw this out.
Oh my goodness! It kind of has that meaty feel. Like mushrooms give it that texture.
It looks like bolognese.
That's what
you
I think.
See the veg giving it the color, but definitely the texture. So how long would it simmer saute in there?
So. I mean, the longer the better, really, but
okay.
If you have the time, you can simmer it for like, 30, 40 minutes to an hour. Or,
wow.
Yeah. I think it only gets better with time, but I mean, it doesn't need to simmer for that long, to be honest. And I do add a special ingredient that I'm going to go get in a second.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Okay.
Tony's keeping secrets.
No, not yet.
Well, I forget.
You might know. You might have seen me put it in here, but I'll go get it in a second.
Oh, there she goes. Like tequila? What do we
get? I wish there was tequila.
Going to the bar. Oh, okay. Of course. The best tomato sauce is
I really like my marinara or tomato sauce to be a little bit sweet. And I think because of all the acidity of the tomato, it needs some of this sugar. So that's my secret ingredient. That's my secret.
Okay.
Great.
How much are we putting in?
You know what? Since I've used San Marzano, they're pretty sweet. So I probably don't need too much added sugar. But we're just going to eyeball it, like 2 tablespoons. Just sprinkle it on in there. Snow and sugar. You can mix it up. Yes. Thank you.
How many servings would you say this sauce, if we're doing dinner?
This probably serves about 4 to 5 people.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty
We'll go with 4 hearty. Since we eat a lot. Yeah. 4 yeah. Hungry athletes.
Yeah, and it's great for when you want to, like, you need your carbs, the carb load pregame, night before game. Yeah. And today we have a gluten-free pasta, which is really nice. So.
Okay. Is it time?
Yep. That's good.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm about to spill these on the floor.
It's okay. Toby will eat it right up. So I think many people might not know this about you, but just like your journey with life and through the sport of soccer is pretty incredible. So I know that, you know, you're from a very small town in Brazil. Like you left home at the age of 14 to chase
your
dreams.
All your brothers and sisters, your mom.
Can you share with us a little bit about what it was like maybe leaving so young at 14? Like that's crazy.
Guys, I don't was prepared to talk about my life like so, you know.
Just say whatever you're comfortable with. The Marta before the Guinness World Records.
There was like a girl with so many dreams, like, but always trust, and then they have their confidence, like, you can do that, you can go, and you can make the dreams come true, you know. But it was hard, of course. Nothing come easy to us, you know. You need to work so hard, you need to have focus, you need to, like, sometimes just forget about, like, the normal life and then live their life. You know, they're going to give you opportunity to come to their way you want to come, their level you want to play and show. So it was very hard that, like, just leave my family and go to Sweden when I was 17, or even when I'm moved from my seat in Brazil to Rio de Janeiro, very big seat, very different when I was 14. But I always think, like, I have to take that chance, you know. If I stay here, what am I going to do here? You know, I need to show my talent. I need to, you know, improve, and if I stay here, I can't, I never gonna do that. And then also I have, like, in my head, like, I need to do something to help my family, you know, with everything, because we come from a, like, very hard place in Brazil with no so many options for work or growing. So yes, I take the chance, and then I go to Rio, and then after 3 years, Sweden. Hello, Sweden. Cold. I said, and then things start, like, change, you know. And then now I'm here. Break the record, you say. Cook for you guys. No. I don't need to cook for you guys, because you guys do so well. And then I'm so happy to be here and then just enjoy the moment.
Well, we needed your help, and we're so glad that you took that chance.
Sorry,
and you're so brave. Yeah. I knew we'd get those Marty tears out, but I think your story is so important to share, because you have changed the world. You've changed the landscape of sport for women, and you're an icon. You're a legend. And I think people see the records. They see all your accolades, all your prizes, but maybe don't know exactly what you had to go through to get there. And especially leaving your home so early and then going to Sweden, to the cold of all places, from Brazil. But that's, I mean, you made your name there. Now everybody knows your name.
Yeah. Marta.
Marta.
Dead.
Marta.
Here.
Marta.
Brazil.
Yeah. Marta.
I couldn't imagine. What was I doing at 14? I couldn't imagine leaving home.
I couldn't even get my homework done.
I wasn't even doing my homework.
We're proud of you.
Thank you. People just don't see, like, soccer was a woman's sport, you know. So when I go and then play with my friends, there was only me, like, with so many boys.
Well, there are still people who think that, unfortunately, but we're trying to change their minds. Yeah. Prove them wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Can we check this pasta to see if it's ready? Is there like a, what's the test that you do?
Okay, I heard that you throw pasta against a wall or a ceiling or something to see if it's ready. Well, I don't know if that's true, but. Okay, well, it's super ready.
So if it falls, it's ready?
No, I think it's supposed to stick.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like a couple of minutes.
Okay. We've got some hungry... hungry friends here. Yeah.
A facial.
Oh my God.
I need a facial.
Yes. Get that steam.
Okay, I'm going to try this.
I'm going to... It's got to be... You threw it at me?
What should I throw it at? That? What is it supposed to stick to? A window?
The ceiling, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's ready. It's coming. It's coming.
Toby.
Toby.
I don't think Zoe.
Oh, oh.
Take it easy.
Toby.
Toby, take it easy. Jesus.
I can't.
Oh,
oh
no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
Pasta is done. Gonna just sprinkle it.
Drizzle?
I know, sprinkle it. It's not like, whatever. Drizzle it with olive oil so it doesn't stick together.
I'm gonna throw this away because we juggled that with our feet.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Nice and glossy noodles.
I can see.
Hungry?
Yes.
So much. Ah, okay.
Oh, I'm hungry too.
Just gonna put some noodles in a bowl, sauce, and we'll be ready to eat.
Okay, do you wanna join me at the table?
Of course. She gonna bring to us?
I think so. You can be in the middle.
Only if you pay me. We have some basil, just a drizzle, olive oil, voila. You are a guest of honor.
Wow.
You're welcome. Bon appetit.
You got more.
Yeah. We have more. I want more.
I hope you guys like it.
Wow.
Let's see.
Mmm, it smells so good.
Right? It's the basil, huh? I love the basil in there. It's in the garlic.
Mmm. Here we go. Mmm. So good. So what do you think, Marty? Could this be something that a vegan athlete could eat?
Absolutely.
Before game day, maybe?
Yeah.
After game, before game, hard training?
I need another bite. This will work. This will work so good.
Probably help you set some more world records, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Telebombastic.
We loved having you on Girls Gone Veg.
Mm.
Hope you'll dine with us again.
I hope so. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Or next time you just cook for us.
Oh, no pressure.
Of course. Tony, I love it.
Yum.
Dig in.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.